Mary Stone.
Well, I want to add to Agnes's thank you. I really appreciate all of you coming. It's seldom that we have a chance to get together, and I'm glad that so many of you came out this morning to share your ideas. What I thought I would do to kind of place things in context is to talk about a few changes that are occurring in the U.S., which I think will have some implications for what AAA is doing and perhaps what you will also be doing in the future. So let me just quickly go down. Two of these relate to the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. And they're proposing some very massive changes in the uniform CPA exam. CPA exam has always been identified as something that tends to drive curriculum in the States. Not that it should, but it's been identified that way. And the changes that are proposed would include computerizing the exam, and because of the computerization, moving to a situation where simulations could be used to test decision-making ability, and cases could be used to test research. So if the changes that are being proposed come through, there's going to be a very different type of exam than what we have been looking at for the last 40 years, be quite different. And that certainly would have some implications for education and for AAA and other groups that work with education. AICPA is also proposing a new certification, the XYZ credential, as it's currently called for, which would be a much broader type of credential that would certify that someone has the skills to provide certain basic consulting skills. The AICPA will decide whether to go forward with that this fall. But again, there would be implications for education because it would be a much broader type of certification than what we currently have with the CPA. So would some schools sort of specialize their programs to lead towards the new certification while others would continue to lead more towards the CPA certification? U.S. has a new chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. No one's really seen, as far as I'm aware, made public statements in his new office, but there's some belief that there may be less emphasis on accounting regulation than there was in the former chair, which would be interesting in terms of some of the projects that we developed out under the former chairman's leadership. Okay, I gave you a handout, and I hope will provide you sort of a brief overview of what the AAA is currently involved in. Agnes has warned me not to talk very long, so I'll just point out a few things that you may want to pay particular attention to. Under the section journals, AAA has two new journals that are just beginning to be published: Accounting in the Public Interest, which is online only, and the Journal of International Accounting Research. And Terry Conover is here from the section, so I'm sure if you have any questions, and I know that some of the members of the editorial board for that journal are also here, so they would be able to talk to them. One that's near and dear to my heart, and I hope I'll see a lot of you there, is the annual meeting, which is coming up in Atlanta. The program for the annual meeting theory begins with a speaker from Capgemini, who will be talking about e-business and what's left of e-business after the dot-com failures, talking about different business models, what works and what doesn't. So kind of a managerial type discussion. Then the second major speaker will be Paul Colton, who's been working with the task force at the FASB that developed a proposal for improving business reporting. A speech by Joel Dembski, the incoming chair of the association. Speech by Bill Beaver, who is the presidential scholar for this year. And a speech by Gary Fayard, who is a vice president of Coca-Cola. He's going to talk about how Coca-Cola uses value-added approach to their assessment, EVA approach. Earnings quality, this is down under the timely initiatives. And this is a project that Grace Pinnell, who is also with us today, has been doing a lot of work on, along with Jane Mutchler. And this is a project where we receive some funding that could be used to spur research into earnings quality, as well as to prepare materials that could be used in the classroom to work with difficult topics like estimation, that there traditionally hasn't been a lot of material to work with. So this earnings quality project will result in special issues of the accounting review, also an accounting review conference, which will be held at Emory University, in which Catherine Chipper will be the editor for the special issue of TAR, a special issue of Issues in Accounting Education. And we're also trying to do something special with Horizons, which is our third association-wide journal. There'll be CPE at the annual meeting related to earnings quality, how to teach cases that bring in earnings quality in areas like auditing systems, where you traditionally wouldn't think of bringing in that type of thing. So I would be happy at some point to talk about any of these further, anything else that's on here, but I'm going to follow Agnes's direction and sit down here quickly.
Good night.